Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
A very difficult subject and a very, very difficult conversation, I find, for me to have, but nevertheless, in fact, even more so, an incredibly, incredibly important one. Why? Because reluctance to have these conversations provides perpetrators with a win that they don't deserve. My guest today is Oretta Soliciano. She's the executive director of the Association of Rape Crisis Center in Israel. Since October the 7th, Oretta and her colleagues, they've been documenting and supporting survivors of sexual violence committed during the Hamas attacks, as well as the experiences of the hostages who endured captivity in Gaza. The stories are harrowing, from assault on the day of the massacre to months of systematic abuse behind closed doors. Oretta has been one of at the forefront of bringing these accounts to light and fighting for justice, for dignity, and of course, ultimately, for the healing of the survivors. Oretta, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. You and your organization were amongst the first to gather evidence of sexual violence on October the 7th. What did you encounter in those early days?
Good morning. Indeed, in these early days, and it's even hard to remember how horrible it was, and of course, still is. In the beginning, we were really, it was something that it's almost unbelievable that this kind of thing could happen in Israel, in a modern, progressive country. And the terror could reach such sadistic, horrific manifestation. When we collected them, we're still working on collecting information up to this day. And I think in the world, people do not really understand how sadistic, horrible it was. You know, terror is always horrible everywhere in the world. And unfortunately, the big world has, in our big wide world, there are terrorist organizations who kill, who slaughter, and who do horrible things to people. It's not not only in our country, it's all over the world. What happened in Israel was something that we don't encounter very often. This kind of terror that happened, both in the 7th of October and afterwards towards the hostages, and still till this day to the hostages who are still in Gaza, the 20 hostages that are alive in Gaza, is something that the world did not hear about. The sadism. I don't want to go into details because
So that's always the problem, because we want to protect the dignity of the victims, and that happened soon after October 7th as well. Then there's the issue of, well, this is public radio, we have to be a little bit cautious, but at the same time, we have to find a way to bring this to light. Otherwise, there can be a pretense that it never happened.
Okay, yeah. So maybe I will go with what you're saying. And we're talking today after Ilana Raczewski, the girlfriend of Matan Tsangaukar, who up till this day is in captivity. And he suffers, by the way, from ALS. As it was published. One of these horrible diseases. I think it's ALS.
Right.
And she said, stood yesterday in the United Nations and told how she was kidnapped, taken into captivity by the terrorists, how she found herself on the floor, half naked, and about seven terrorists looking at her, planning to rape her, and how she told them that she has her period, and therefore she succeeded to save herself. And before that, before she found herself on the floor, she just fainted, and they already start to touch her and to abuse her and to sexually harass her while she was on the motorbike from Israel to Gaza. And she said it very brave, not hiding anything,
right.
Not being ashamed. She, some of the things were so horrible for her to even see. That's why she fainted, and she didn't know everything what happened to her. And she was very lucky, very strong, to save herself, which not everybody could do that. Till this day, all the men, we're not talking about the men, Israeli men who were taken into captivity, some of them were sexually abused. They do not talk about it, you know, because it's maybe even sometimes harder for men. Yeah. But this is happening to this day. And the humiliation, the deep humiliation, the hatred that the Hamas terrorists wanted to do to our people is something that cannot be understood. I just read a testimony yesterday about someone who took care of the bodies, the dead corpses that were brought back from the Nova Party. And this testimony talked about there was one body corpse of a foreign worker, I think from a Philippine or from Nepal, I don't remember. And these bodies were dead. They killed these workers, poor foreign workers. But actually, they did not mutilate and damage their bodies. The bodies were recognizable, but to the Jewish bodies, the Jewish people that they killed in Israel, some of the bodies were so damaged you could not know where is the head, the front or the back. Is this a woman or the man? Because they shot the intimate organs. They shot so you could not know who it was. This is, you know, so sadistic. And the world should know that. You know, finally, 2-3 weeks ago, we heard that the United Nations recognized Hamas as an organization that did and committed sexual violence on that horrific, horrible day. It took almost 2 years for that to happen. Almost 2 years. This is really hypocrisy, because what they did was something that it was, you know, still the stories, even in Israel, you know, we are interviewing people who saw things, you know, we're still in a war and still in so much trauma. But some people want to talk and want to tell what they saw. And when you talk with these people, your heart falls down to the floor and you're just thinking about these people. And I want to say just one more thing that we're seeing in Israel.
Right.
I'm not sure you're here, but people in Israel are committing suicide. Never we saw such a wave of suicide of people who were in that day and afterwards that saved people, that took care of the corpses, people who saw, you know, in Israel, there is this kind of policy not to talk on the radio on suicide, because there is research that shows that if you talk about it, it can give other people ideas, especially of young people, by the way. But now it's all out there, because 2 years after, people cannot go to sleep with what they saw in their eyes. Very few human beings see hundreds of bodies, which are so mutilated, damaged, that you are not recognizable. Right. You cannot, many people cannot continue to live with such kind of.
We unfortunately are out of time. Moritz Solciano, who's the executive director of the Association of Rape Crisis Center in Israel, thank you for your courage, for giving a voice to those who are still traumatized and too traumatized to speak. Your work reminds us that behind every statistic is a survivor, and we have to hear those stories.